Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Chafam Abayz. We're holding on Chafam Abayz by the second line. So we're still trying to figure out how we know this chilik of Chatzais, that the Mishnah in Zvachim said that an Aver that comes flying off the Mizbeach before Chatzais, you have to put it back on, and after Chatzais, not. So where do we know this idea of Chatzais? Ela Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mimash Mishanemar, from that which the Pasuk says, by the Aktaras Ha'ayla. It says, Kol Ha'ayla, it says that the Aktar is the entire night, so Eini Yedea Shu'ad HaBiker, so then Mimela, I know that means you have until the morning. Umata Malaymer Ad HaBiker, so why does the Torah then say that you have until the morning? That's Kol Ha'ayla Ad HaBiker. It must be to teach us Tein Biker L'Vukare Shalayla. It must be to give an additional morning to the morning. Normally the morning starts at the lice. We're supposed to give an additional morning, an earlier morning. So the next defined time before our lice would be Chatzais. Chatzais Laila. So that's how we know this chilik of Chatzais. But really the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, though, that's the whole entire night. Trumas Hadeshen is really the entire night. Like the Pasuk says, if it says Kol HaLaila, then it says Vehirim Es Hadeshen. So Trumas Hadeshen is the entire night. This idea of Chatzais is learned out from the fact that it says Kol HaLaila Ad HaBoker. But Hilkach, because really Trumas Hadeshen is the entire night, so now every during the different times of the year, Chazal, based on different things in Metzias, they decided when to practically perform the Avodah of Trumas Hadeshen. So B'chol Yoyim, during the rest of the days of the year, we'll take out the next three words. So B'kriyas HaGever, Yisam Achloi Bein Milafano Bein Milachara of Sagya. It was enough time to do the Trumas Hadeshen by Kriyas HaGever. There was nothing wrong. That was the good time to do it, as we'll see, as opposed to other times. As opposed to Yom HaKippur, Abdika Cholsha, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, where we didn't want the Kohen Gadol to be weak. He had to perform the whole next day's Avaida, and therefore, if we would do the Trumas Hadeshen by Kriyas HaGever, which is right before Aleisa Shachar, and then he finishes with Trumas Hadeshen, and then now he's going to have to do the whole Avaida Sayoim, so he's going to be very weak. So therefore, Avdina Mechatzais, we do it at midnight, so he has time to relax in between. Uberagalim, during the regalim, the nefishi yisrov and nefishi karbanos, there's a lot to do the next day, and there's a lot of ashes on the mizbeach. So therefore, avdina meashmeiras harishayna. Therefore, we do the trumas hadeshen already from the end of the first watch, because again, like we said, really the whole entire night is kosher for trumas hadeshen. So therefore, we say to do it at the end of the first watch, so that there's enough time to do the entire to move all the ashes that need to be moved, and then to still to bring the carbon tamid as early as possible, so that we have a full day to bring everyone's karbanos that they need to bring. Kedikatani taima, like the Mishnah itself says, the lohaisa kriyasa gever magas achaisa azar milei miyisrael, that the reason why that on the regalim they did that trumas hadeshen by the end of the first watch is because during the regalim, by the time kriyasa gever came, the azar was already filled with people that were coming to bring karbanos. So therefore, we did the trumas hadeshen relatively earlier, but really the whole entire night is kasha for trumas hadeshen. Now the Gemara wants to know my Kriyas HaGever. We said that generally Trumas Hadeshen during the year was done by Kriyas HaGever. What is this concept of Kriyas HaGever? What does the words mean? Rav Amar Kara Gaver, it means that a person would announce at that time, a person would announce to the Kehanim that it's time to get up and do the Avodah. Rav Shila Amar Kara Tarnagayla, it means a chicken would make a sound, a rooster would make it sound, and that's when people would know to get up and start doing the Avodah. Says the Gemara that Rav Ikla Lasser de Rabbi Shila, he went to Rabbi Shila's town, and Lehava Amayra Lamekam Ale de Rabbi Shila, there was no one to translate Rabbi Shila's drasha. So come Rav Ale, so Rav got up and he translated. Rabbi Shila didn't realize it was Rav. Become a farish, my kriyas hagever kara gavra. And when Rav was translating the drasha, so Rabbi Shila at some point had mentioned kriyas hagever. And Rav, who was translating it, translated Kriyas HaGever as Kara Gavra. So Amar Leis, so Rabbi Shila said to Rav. So Amar Leis, Rabbi Shila said to Rav, he said to his translator, who he didn't realize yet was Rav, he said, V'lei Mamar, Kara Tarnagayla, why are you saying Kara Gavra? Why don't you say Kara Tarnagayla? So Amar Leis, so Rav said back to him, a mashal. He said, Abu V'lechare Zemer, he said that a flute is pleasing to a nobleman, to noblemen, and like Gardai Lo Mikablu Amine, and also a weaver doesn't like it. A weaver who's not so chashav, he doesn't like it. if this abuv is good enough for the charei, so then surely it should be good enough for the gardai. And so too, Rav said, ki have a ka'imna aleder Rabbi Chiya, when I was translating for Rabbi Chiya, mafarishna my kriya segever karagavra, and I translated kriya segever as karagavra. Vle amar li vle midi. He wasn't bothered about that. He didn't say anything to me about it. That amar li emakar dan regaila, and but yet for you it's not good enough. Rabbi Chiya is much more chashav than you, and for you all of a sudden this isn't good enough. So Amar Lei, so at this point now Rabbi Shila realized that this was Rav, because he said that he translated for Rabbi Chiya, which we know that Rabbi Chiya was Rav's uncle, from the Gemara Pesachim. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Shila said to Rav, Mar Niu Rav, hey, wait a second, you're Rav, Neinach Mar, so you should sit down, you can't be my translator, you're more chashev than me. So Amar Lei, Rav said to him, Amri Inchi, people have a saying that the Tigart Lei puts Amare, that once you're hired out by a person, so you have to even comb his wool. I mean, once you take the job, so you have to do everything he says. So too, I already took the job, so now I'm your translator. Yigin Amri, or some say, Hachi Amar Lei, that this is what Rav said to Rabbi Shila, that Malav Kaidish Loi Meridin, if I sit down and another translator comes up, in all likelihood, he's not going to be as chashev as me, Rashi says. And that would be a problem, because you're only supposed to be Malam V'Kaidesh V'Loi Meridin. Says the Gemara, Tani Kavasi the Rav and Tani Kavasi the Rabbi Shila. We have a Braisa which says like Rav, that Kriyas Gever is Kriyas Gavra. And we have a Braisa which says, like Rabbi Shila, that Kriyas Gever refers to a rooster. So Tani Kavasi the Rav, that Kriyas Gever is referring to a person. Because it says that Gvini Karuz, Mahu Aymer, it says that Gvini, the announcer, what would he say? He would say to Kehanim, get up to do the Avodah, Leviyim to the Duchan, and Yisrael to stand by the Karbanos. So you see, he's the one who would get everyone up to start the day's Avodah. So you see, he was a person. Agav, that we mentioned this brisus, now we mention more. And his voice was projected three parsais away. And there was even a maisa that Bagrivus HaMelech Shayabah Baderach, he was traveling, Vishama Kailei became a parsais. He heard Gvini's voice three parsais away. Ukshabala Basis, when he came to his house, Shigurlei Matanis, he sent Gvini some Matanis, because he felt he was very chashuv, he respected him. So he sent him some Matanis. Vafalpikin, yet still, even though the call of Gvini was so powerful, the kain gadol was meshubach mimenu. The voice of the kain gadol when he said vidoy was even more powerful. Damar mar, mar said, ukvar amar an Hashem, that one time the kain gadol said an Hashem, v'nishma kailei b'yarichai, and his voice was heard all the way in Yerichai. And how far is Yerichai? V'amar rabbi barachanam rabbi yachnan, that miyushalayim liyarichai is yud parsai, it's 10 parsais. V'afo gav d'hacha ika cholsha d'vacha leka cholsha. And another thing is that by the kain gadol he was weak. Gvini wasn't weak, and still the kain gadol's voice was heard much further, so you see he was much stronger. V'hach, and also another chilek is that v'hach yimama v'asam le'elya. But on Yom Kippur, it was during the Avodah, it was during the day of Yom Kippur, it was during the day when a person's voice isn't projected as far, as opposed to Gvini, who made his announcement at the end of the night, by the beginning of the morning, at the end of the night. And where do we know this concept from, that a person's voice is projected more easily at night than it is during the day? Why is a person's voice not projected during the day as much as it's projected at night? Because the chamo, the sun, is sawing through the rakia like a carpenter saws through wood, and therefore that blocks it, that a person's voice isn't projected as much during the day. At night, where the sun is being blocked either by the rakia or by the earth, because it's going underneath the earth, so we don't have this. But during the day, when the sun is not being blocked by anything and it's sawing through the rakia, so a person's voice isn't projected as much during the day as it is at night. And afal pikin, the kain gadol's voice was heard all the way in Yerichai, so you see that the kain gadol's voice was much stronger than that of Gvini. Says the Gemara Vayter on this topic, that v'hai chirga d'yoyma, this dust that a person sees in the rays of the sun during the day, la shemei, it's called la. V'hainu d'ka'amar Nebuchadnezzar, and it's about this, and Nebuchadnezzar said, v'chol dairi ara, that all those who live in the earth, k'la chashivin, they're like la, they're like nothingness compared to Hashem. Tan Rabbanan, El Mali Gagul Chama, Nishma Kol Chama, Hamayna Shal Raimi. El Mali Kol Hamayna Shal Raimi, Nishma Kol Gagul Chama. They each block out each other. Without the other, you would have heard the other. But being that there's both there, so you end up hearing neither. Tan Rabbanan, Shalish Kailas Halcham Isaif Ailam Vatsaif. For there are three sounds that go from one end of the earth to the other. Which Rabbi Yashiv said all of this is also the Satirim. And there's the Aris over here on the Masechta. But he says that there are three sounds that go from one end of the earth until the other. Ve'iluan, and these are they. Kol galgo chama, v'kol amayna shal raimi, which is two that we mentioned, v'kol neshama b'shash yitzah min aguf, also the sound of the neshama when it leaves the guf, v'yesh aymer maf leida, also leida, v'yesh aymer maf ridya, also the sound of the malach who's mamuna on rain, when he announces to, that it should rain, that the tahayim should give forth water, so that also that sound goes, misayfa ilam v'yat sayfa. U'bayi rabban rachmiya neshama b'shash yitzah min aguf, u'bit lua, they're mevatel that sound of the neshama leaving the guf. All of this was all brought because we wanted to show that there's a brisa like Rav that Kriyas HaGever refers to Kara Gavra, refers to a person we said is Gavini. Tani Kivasid Rabbi Shila, but now we have a brisa which has a Rabbi Shila as well, that Kriyas HaGever really refers to a rooster. Because the brisa says, Hayaitzi L'Derech. Now one who travels on the road, Rashi says, by himself. So if he travels on the road, Kodem Kriyas HaGever, before Kriyas HaGever, which is at the end of the night, so damai b'raisha, so his blood is on his head, meaning he's being very irresponsible, because at that time there's mazikin, there's listim, there's chayis rice, whatever it is, so he's being irresponsible by traveling at that time. Rabbi Yoshi Aimer ad sheyishanen. No, it's only once the rooster makes a sound twice, not just kriyas hagever, not just one sound. It's only after he makes two sounds. V'yishayimer ad sheyishalish, until it makes three sounds. U'be'ezet tarnagul amru, which type of tarnagul are we discussing? B'tarnagul beinini, a tarnagul that doesn't make it sounds too early, not too late, just an average tarnigol. So that type of tarnigol, that's when we have this discussion. But the point is that we have a brisa which has like Rabbi Shilob, that Kriyas HaGever refers to a rooster.